you know, it was a crazy kind of game. We started slow, or New Zealand started well, then we came back, and second quarter was fantastic, and then third quarter was terrible, and the fourth quarter was good, and then it went seesawing. And so, you know, it's we've got to be a little bit more consistent. Third quarter was I didn't think we came out with the intensity and the defense intent like we did in the second quarter.
How pleased are you? Like, you're not playing your best probably at the moment, not consistently for the whole game. You're still getting wins at home, doing what you need to do. How pleasing is that?
Yeah, well, that obviously is much better than losing. But look, I think with a couple of games, we've had teams in a position that we could, you know, put them, not put them away, but make it really hard for them to come back. And we just relax. You know, we did it in Brisbane. We relaxed. The other team plays harder than us. Then tonight in the third, we just sloppy with the ball. I think we had four turnovers the first 3 minutes. You know, the care factor went down, and they hit threes and got layups, and they got energy. So it's, you know, it's something that we've got to work on to make sure when we get in front like that, we've still got the foot on the gas, and we're not letting the other team back in, because the talent's too good in this league to do that. Yeah, look, I thought he forced it really much in the first quarter, and then we just had a couple of words at quarter time, and then he, you know, he picked his moments really well, used his explosiveness and his speed, attacked the basket hard. I thought he played through a lot of contact as well up there, and I thought he could have had a few more opportunities on the foul line, but that's the way it goes. But you know, he certainly led from the front.
Yeah, most definitely. I was just trying to, you know, build the intensity for our team. I knew if they saw me up in the front dogging the ball, then, you know, they'll be able to do it behind me as well. That's just that trust that we have as a team. And I just tried to do anything I could to get the lead. But
came back to the league, had a really good summer. Had the headband, had the 23 on the tights. Tonight they're gone. Is it a bit of a back-to-basics approach?
I wish I could have my tights still, but you know, it's all right. The headband wasn't really feeling the headband too much.
You got no hair there anyway, right? Yeah, you get something neat like mine, huh?
Well, it's just, you know, our team is like, the whole league is sponsored by McDavid, so it's a good thing for us to all have the same tights on. So, you know, my coaching staff and everybody agreed that we just all look the same out there.
Trev mentioned you had a quiet week to your quarter time. What was the nudge? Just tell you to sort of relax or slow it down?
Well, I was trying to pick my moments as far as trying to get everybody involved. You know, just play as a facilitator at first. But, you know, I think my mindset should be more aggressive and then facilitate after that.
You look a lot more confident and a lot stronger when you're taking the ball to the hole. Do you feel that when you're finishing against contact?
Most definitely. Coach did a great job telling me to keep the ball high when I drive to the basket, so the little guards can't come and rip the ball from me. So that's what I did. I tried to make an emphasis just putting the ball up there, and then hopefully it dropped. If not, we have Jamil or one of our other bigs pick it up.
So yeah, most points as a Wildcat tonight. Just sort of going to be the start of a really big season for you?
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm just still trying to, you know, learn these spots, learn the offense some more. Learn when to attack, when not to. I'm still trying to get better. You know, anytime I can score. But anything this team needs, I'm pretty much do.
Jared Kenny's game tonight, two like free throw misses.
Yeah, quality. You know, that they hit that big three in the corner. We joke about it's Kenny's corner. He loves that position. But he's just his confidence. You know, I love his confidence out there. He can drive, like he plays against Damo every day, and you know, he beats Damo to the rim. So we said, well, why not, you're doing it on the bright lights? You know, I want you to be aggressive. And that's, I was really happy for him. He was a good game against, his old countrymen out there. So it was, you know, we really needed that too. We needed that spark off the bench.
Feels like he's had a bit of a bigger role through the first three games this season. You're trusting him more
Yeah, without question. You know, last year, coming in first time in the league, I thought he did a great job. And then Damo came back out the first eight games, and then he kind of went to the back seat and said, no, you're a better player than that. Let's be aggressive. And he was great towards the end of last year. And Now it's just to be the consistency. So we look down and that's JK playing all the time. So he's a great teammate. He's a great guy to have around. I'm so happy for him. He had a good game.
And you talk us through the final play with New Zealand getting that shot or two up.
Yeah, well, I thought Webbs was going to pull up for a three. You know, I really did. And, you know, we did a great job of smothering that and having guys in front of him all the time and not getting an open look. And it's a war on the boards, you know. We gave up a couple of offensive rebounds. It's something that, you know, we've got to get better at. And hopefully Matty comes back soon to, you know, fix that up for us. So, you know, that tenacity that you love, hopefully we can have a relaxing game that the crowd just chills out and the coaches can have a nice relaxing game and not live by the seat of the pants.
I was going to say, you can practice those late game situations where you like, but to have two within the space of a week now where you've been able to pull them out, how much confidence and character
is that going to improve? Yeah, that's the one thing with the team. It's the guys trust each other. You know, the guys are supposed to be there and cover each other's back, and that's what happens in a clutch situation. You know, we work at it, but there's nothing better than going through it on the court, and that's you know, Wildcat basketball.
Do you have concerns about Jaren's form? Finished the game on the bench at pretty cool at night.
Yeah, well, that's the same that you know, JK was playing better at that stage, so we straight in. Same start of the fourth. I didn't think Damo was playing that well, so we started Greg in there as well. So you just got to go with who's got it going that night and go from there. I thought Lucas Walker was fantastic too, coming off the bench. So a lot of positives, and it's good to get a win when you're not playing exceptionally well.
Do you have to have a word to Jaren after this, just make sure his confidence
is... Yeah, look, he got the first three in the game. I would have liked him to be a little bit more confident, and that's a part of growth. You know, he's still 22 and he's still learning how to be a professional, and it's a process, and hopefully he can do it sooner than later.